then. I am Cybereid. I trust you've enjoyed this little example of my abilities. I've interfaced myself with Cerebro. All of your security traps and devices are under my command. Only one among you knows, Professor, but all of you will suffer.
Firestar, what did you do to me? Why did you hurt me? Don't touch me, you traitor!
A most touching confession, Firestar. Perhaps I should be grateful to you. Your blundering gave me powers I had not thought possible. I could easily avoid the traps Professor X has installed here in the X-Mansion. Let's see how well you do. My data circuits tell me Nightcrawler is the jokester of the X-Men. How appropriate for what I have in mind. See? You can't even teleport from my plasma bubble. Nonetheless, you will lead your friends to their ultimate doom.
Right. I can't let this go on any further.
I can't. I have been programmed to seek revenge on the mutant Firestar. This programming overrides all other commands.
No! I programmed you. I, Nathan Price. Stop this before it's too late. Stop!
Programming will proceed.
This
Cerebro indicates they've split up. How resourceful. I must match their cleverness. I'll program Cerebro to use their own greatest fears and desires against them. And I'll start with a little help from Nightcrawler. Excellent! The anti-metal walls reflected the force of his blow back at him. His own strength knocked him out. Now to bait yet another trap with another phony X-Man hologram. Give up, Cyclops! The walls of your cell are pure adamantium. Your blasts can't even scratch.
What? No!
According to Cerebro's memory bank, Cyclops, your greatest fear is losing your sight. Being in the dark, so to speak. Vibranium, my dear Sprite. A metal that can vibrate to block your atomic structure. In other words, I've grown accustomed to your phase.
What have you done?
Vibranium is also an excellent sonic wave conductor, as you're about to find out. Yes, Firestar, you will give me my sweetest revenge. Brave words, Firestar, but wrong.
No, I can't let this happen to her, not to Firestar.
Yes, especially to Firestar. Programming will proceed as planned. I'm so glad you reminded me about the brimstone smell of the devil, Thunderbird. I programmed Cerebro to add it this time. Now the only one left is the one I most desire. Since you're so concerned about them, Firestar, why don't you join them?
I'm sorry it has to end like this.
It hasn't ended, Firestar.
You're just another hologram.
Yes. I've taken Cerebro's central control unit, and now there's nothing you can do to stop the meltdown. No, Firestar. Nathan Price no longer exists because of you. Now there is only Cybereid. The meltdown will take care of your friends, and I shall take care of you.
Nathan, you can't let the machine win. Then, I'm sorry, Nathan.
You're fusing my circuits out!
Still love you, Firestar.